Dina said it's 0.8 miles.
Yeah, I knew it was closer to a mile.
I knew she'd tweet us.
You knew that?
Yeah, because Dina just is on Twitter all the time. I'm pretty sure she lives on Twitter.
She's definitely worth a follow.
I'm pretty sure, actually, Dina probably created Twitter, or she gets paid by Twitter to tweet.
I bet you she's paid by Twitter by now. She's got to be sponsored by now.
Yeah. It's just nuts how much she tweets. Sometimes I wonder, like, does she ever sleep?
It's got to be hard to with all that tweeting.
I don't know.
I mean, she never stops.
All right, well, Dominican women's, they are 1-13 in conference and 1-21 overall.
I like the chances we have.
Yeah, their one win came against...
Don't say us.
Drum roll. Oh, I meant the computer.
Oh.
Wow, now the whole mic's shaking. There we go. Their one win came against... MSOE.
All right.
That's a good sign here.
We got a good shot here.
Yes. And then on the 6th, the Dominican travels here to play us, men's basketball. That game's at 7. On Tuesday, that game's also on 7. On Friday, gotta wait. I'm going too fast, I feel. So, Joe, how was your day?
Excellent. How was yours?
Couldn't complain. Two classes, you know.
Mm.
Friday, women's track and field at Chicagoland Championship. That's just the women's, I feel.
That sounds really exciting.
And that's at North Central, and that's 4 o'clock if you want to go. A
Chicago Championship? That sounds important.
Oh, and then on the 9th, the men's track and field at Chicagoland Championship. Men's at North Central College. Women's basketball is versus MSOE, and that's at 2 o'clock, and that's home. And then men's basketball at 4:15 against MSOE, Milwaukee School of Engineering.
Lots of MSOE.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I don't know who they are.
They don't have a football team, but, I mean, I don't know. They're an engineering school, so they're a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
I just said that word on the radio, too.
You said the word nerd.
You are what you eat, I guess, and they liked that candy growing up.
So they're candy?
No, they're nerds.
Oh! Got it.
I was trying to be funny.
Oh, almost.
Okay, so on Wednesday, the guys' team plays Dominican. Dominican is 7-7 overall in the conference, and overall 9-13. Currently, they are second in the South, so that's going to be a challenge. And we are last in the South.
Well, you never know.
There's always next year.
You never know. Anyone could win.
Yeah, I mean, anyone can win the rest of the games, and they have 3.
It's possible.
MSOE for men's is 4th in the conference. And then the next game is next week, and we can talk about that later.
Okay.
Did you go to any basketball games since, I don't know, the beginning of time?
I mean, I really didn't have time at the end of last semester, and I haven't been here. So.
Okay, fair enough. Just asking. All right. So did you have any classes today?
I did. I had 3. Management.
Ooh, Wanda Foster.
Yes, excellent teacher.
Excellent teacher.
She's so happy.
I love her.
She's great.
Yeah, I agree.
I highly recommend her.
For any class?
Anything.
What else do you have today?
I had accounting.
Bruce Larson.
Yes.
Love him, too.
He's pretty cool. He's a little quiet, but he's cool.
Love him. Oh, my gosh. Wow. You have really great classes.
I have pretty good classes right now.
I've already taken those, too.
Oh, well, you might have to help me with accounting, because it's a...
I'm not going to. All right, so since you didn't ask me, I'm just going to tell you...
I was getting there. I was waiting for you to finish questioning me.
You were breathing.
Oh.
Did you work anywhere today?
I don't work.
Okay. Did you work out today?
I did.
That's good.
Yeah.
Got to impress the ladies.
Definitely. Have you been working out?
I have. You actually want to hear this?
Okay.
All right, so... I don't know, a long time ago when I graduated high school, I was like, when do you graduate high school, 18? Okay, yeah. I weighed like 185 pounds, maybe.
That's like what I weigh.
Thanks, Joe.
Just putting it out there.
All right, so since that time and now, I think I was the biggest I was at was like around 250. No joke. But I don't look like I'm 250. It's really weird.
What are you now?
237.
You don't look that big.
Thanks, man.
You look fit.
That's what a scale says, though.
Huh.
And so my goal until January 1st, 2013, is to lose all that weight and be at 200.
You can totally do that.
By January 1st.
You totally can do that.
Right now I'm kicking butt.
If they can do like 10 pounds a week on Biggest Loser, you can do...
Oh, man, Biggest Loser. That's actually a really good story. I was watching Biggest Loser like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, man, they have so many good like people to yell at them. I want someone to yell at me like this. And so then I learned this card trick from the Biggest Loser on a workout. Like, you grab a deck of cards, and there's four suits, so you do four exercises, and then you flip a card over, and an ace is a 12, and then a jack, queen, king is all 10, but then all the numbers are all the numbers.
Okay.
So if a heart, that could be like a push-up.
Oh.
And then like a spade could be like a sit-up.
And how much of that do you do?
The whole deck.
Ooh. That could be a heck of a workout.
It's 95, depending on... It's 95.
95 what?
95. Like, if you go through the whole entire deck, it's 95. Oh, blah,
like
blah, blah,
total,
blah, blah, blah,
total
blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. Until I did it with, like, I don't know, down and back, push-ups, sit-ups, and burpees.
Oh, burpees suck.
Oh, man.
Those are the worst.
That was, rough day. Rough day. But, yeah. You know, I'm losing the pound. I'm actually have weigh-ins every Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like on The Biggest Loser?
Just like The Biggest Loser. And it's at nighttime, just like The Biggest Loser. So, I don't know. I feel like I could be on The Biggest Loser. I would actually like to be on The Biggest Loser because I really feel like getting yelled at by Jillian would be really cool.
Yeah, I feel like just being there because all they do is work out and eat healthy.
Yeah.
I feel like anyone could lose, like,
weight, easily. Like, fast. Yeah.
It helps that they're huge.
Or does it?
Oh, it totally does.
I mean, but you think about it, they're just losing percentages of weight.
Well, yeah, so are you.
Yeah, so our percentages could be about the same.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not saying, oh man, you lost 11 pounds and you lost 3. You're
oh,
eliminated.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, I see what you're saying now.
You're eliminated. So, I mean, you're just losing weight. I don't know. Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about today?
Well, I didn't actually get to talk about my day, but
oh, okay.
No
yeah,
one
okay.
asked.
Here, okay. Let's rewind here. How was your day today, Jake?
Oh, it was great, man.
What'd you do?
Well, I went to class at 9 a.m. with Jeremy Huska. It's a statistics and behavioral science class.
Oh.
Yeah, I learned about some SPSS today.
What's that?
This is computer programming. It's like Excel. Oh. I sound like such a nerd.
That's not as exciting as I was hoping.
It was with Jeremy Huska. Did I say that?
Oh, that's exciting.
He has potential of canceling classes because that's what he does.
That's always a good...
And I virtually just said that on the radio to all of our callers. So, oops. But Jeremy Huska, he's on Rate My Professor. I think he has a hot tamale. I really hope he doesn't listen to our show.
Okay. What is hot tamale? What?
He means he's spicy.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to work for a few hours. I didn't meet with any kids or prospective students. Oh, we got a caller. And then I had another class with Wanda Foster at finance.
Excellent.
Duh. If Morgan would type faster. Here we go. Welcome to the Jake and Jake Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Is this Jake Corder?
Yes.
And Joe Brown?
Yeah.
This is the Jake and Joe Show?
It's uh-huh. The Jake and Joe Show.
Do you know who this is?
It's Jake Wallace.
It is. I figured I'd call in since all you guys are doing is talking about your school schedule and your day.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you want?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, I kind of want to hear about what's going on with Concordia Sports these days.
Well, we're going to wait until next week to do that.
We're in kind of a slow part of the sports schedule.
Come on, guys.
A slow, depressed part.
Come on. I want to hear more about the future of Concordia football and the new coach.
All right, we can talk about that.
What do you want to know about it? I mean,
I don't know. I just want to know more stuff. I don't know, guys. I'm just throwing stuff out there right now. Also, I want a trivia question too.
Oh, we don't have that this week.
What kind of trivia question? Because I could totally find one really fast.
Okay. I don't know, man. Just
you have 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll find it. Like, does it have to be anything? Or?
About Concordia.
Oh, that's really hard.
Yeah, Concordia Athletics.
That's really hard.
Give me some time. Well, I just figured I'd call and say hey.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, man.
All right. Okay, guys.
Bye. We've had 2 callers this show.
Is that good? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's not a perfect amount. We could use some more. All right, so we got Randy Ori.
Ori.
Yes. Sorry. Ori would become the 17th head coach of the history of Concordia program. Which begins its 91st season. Do you know this?
I didn't know we had 91 seasons.
Yes. And last year was the 90th. How special is that? 10-0 in the 90th year.
Cool. The only way it would have been cooler is if it was 100 years.
Only way it would be special if it was like 13-0.
Oh, yeah. Well,
touché.
Let's move on.
All right. Coach Ori comes in with a 124-68-1. Record.
He knows what he's doing.
He's 19th year as a head coach. He went to Northern Michigan, won a D2 national championship.
Yeah, he was, I can't remember if he said he played on the team or he coached on a team that was like 0-10 one year and then 10-0 and won the championship the next year.
Wow.
He might have been on both, actually.
He was a running back, correct?
I think either that or a wide receiver.
Okay.
He hasn't talked a whole lot about
his
what exactly he did, but
all right. And now let's transfer to the offensive coordinator, which I don't know if you caught this, but our old offensive coordinator signed with Wisconsin Lutheran.
Yeah, I did see that. I did hear about that.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know if I want to comment on that.
All right. Fair enough.
But yeah, this new guy, I play defense, so I haven't talked to him like personally yet, but from what I've heard, this new guy's pretty much a genius.
I've seen him all around in like the cafeteria and such. Yeah. He looks like it.
He's kind of a quiet genius.
Yeah.
But from what I heard, he's really, really good. So if anyone was worried about our offense slowing down, I don't think it's going to.
And he was in Pittsburgh before this, right? I think so.
Are you looking at that online? Because I really don't know.
I thought I heard that, like, at the very beginning. He went to Saginaw Valley, or he worked at Saginaw Valley with Ori.
Ori.
Gosh, man, this is going to be tough.
I know, it looks like Ori, but I believe it's pronounced Ori. That's how he said it.
All right, well, great. He's a genius. He's an economics major, graduated in St. Lawrence in 1990. He's a native of Queens, New York. So if you have any New York questions, you can ask him. And he aspired to work on Wall Street.
That was his, like, dream job when he was...
Yeah!
I could not do that. Wall Street, that is just insane.
Yeah, that's too much pressure. It's not like Wanda Foster's class.
No, no pressure there.
Man. All right, let's see. We got any new football players coming in?
Ori's son.
Nick.
Yeah, he's really cool. I like him a lot.
I like him a lot, too.
You've met him?
I have a class with him.
He's really funny.
And I had him in Jumpstart, and I just walked up to him. And because of this show, I kind of Facebook creep.
Okay.
And so before Jumpstart, I found out that he was coming here, and I was like, I'm going to find this guy. I'm going to find everything about this guy out. I figured out, like, what schools he went to. I figured out his whole entire life. basically. Right. Not really.
You're on the radio, and this sounds creepy, but continue.
And then I found him on Facebook, and then I was like, this guy is pretty cool. But then I walked up to him at Jumpstart, and I was like, hey, man. And I didn't even know it was him. I just started a conversation with him.
Well, that's your job, right?
Right. And then all of a sudden we start talking, and then he mentions that his dad's now working here. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's your dad? Who is he? He's like, oh, he's Randy, the new football coach. And I was like, oh, hi, man. It got kind of weird. But, you know, it's cool. I knew stats about him that he didn't even know.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't look much into stats like that, so I don't really know that much about him. From the few times I've talked to him, I really like him.
He broke his leg. Do you know that?
He wears a brace in practices.
So yeah?
I don't know what he did.
Broke it.
Completely?
Yeah.
Well, he looks to be a good athlete.
That's good.
Yeah. Who else? There's a kid named Russell that I've gotten to be really good friends with already. He just got here.
Is he a Michigan State transfer?
No, that's a guy named Quigley. I haven't talked to him much.
I'm surprised no one from my floor is called. But if you ask Morgan, our manager, my floor hates me. So, I mean, that's probably why.
I can't see why. I don't know why they would hate you.
I don't know either. Whatever. I'm over it. Hey, fun fact for you. My phone is charged, right?
Mm-hmm.
At 45%. The significance? Joe Brown's number.
That's my number.
See? Kristen doesn't even know why she wears 15.
All right, let's not call out Kristen here.
Freshman.
What else can we talk about?
We have 13 minutes to talk about whatever Joe Brown wants to talk about.
I got nothing.
Oh, we got a text, though.
Mm.
Sorry, I'm...
Oh, that's just you. All right, I'll look up current news today. While we got this awkward silence here, why don't we play some sort of song?
Yeah, that would work, huh? Mm. All right, we're going to play... This is... Ooh, no, that song's depressing. Paradise by Coldplay.
Love me some Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Close her eyes in the night, the stormy night.
are back. That was a roughy start, but you know, whatever, the first week.
We'll get in a rhythm.
All right, so with the last 8 minutes, we're going to talk about something that's really close to my heart.
Mine too.
And I hope it's close to everyone that's listening to this show.
If it's not, you probably don't have a soul.
Or probably didn't grow up in the 90s, the 2000s.
Well, I mean, if they're here, they had to have.
That's true.
For the most part.
Unless you're Amish.
I don't think we have any Amish people
here. Taylor Rawlings is pretty close to Amish, I feel.
Is he?
Have you seen his beard?
Well, I mean, I've got a similar beard, and I'm not Amish.
You have a facial shadow.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. So the news we're about to break for minutes.
It's definitely not breaking news at this point.
For 7 minutes, we're going to talk about it. Girl Meets World.
I'm so excited for this.
I was about to ask you how you felt about it, but I am the same excited for it.
It's the same writers, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's
it. Michael Jacobs.
Bad. It can't be bad.
Yeah, I know. And if you don't know, it's a spinoff of Boy Meets World, which had Ben Savage and Danielle Fisher playing Cory and Topanga, two sweethearts that fell in love and eventually got married in seven episodes.
All the chaos that ensued.
Seven seasons it ran.
Is there only seven? I thought there was more.
Seven. Mm-hmm. I own the first three, I think. I've seen them all, though. The breaking news, though. This isn't actually breaking. I just found it online. And I was like, what? Cory is actually going to play a junior high teacher.
It's so perfect.
Yes.
Because I doubt that Mr. Feeney will be back.
I think Feeney might be back for a couple of episodes.
Probably has, like, cameos, but...
Yeah. Which is great, because Feeney is awesome. If you don't know who Feeney is, go to your computer right now and type in Feeney.
Yeah, you'll find what we're talking about here.
Oh, my gosh. And if you don't know Girl Meets World, they have a daughter.
Yeah, it's not... Yeah.
It's not a guy anymore. It's a daughter. But
it's still got Cory and Topanga, so...
Yeah, I'm sure they're... She's going to be mad in love with somebody else. So, and hopefully Sean's in there and Eric.
I don't know how they'd be incorporated, though. I mean.
Thanksgiving or something. There's got
to
be Thanksgiving.
But they have to be like stars. Sean has to be there in every episode.
Really?
I think so.
Maybe.
They were like in love, Cory and Sean.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of questioned them. And then he got married to Topanga. If you don't know who Ben Savage or Danielle Fisher are, or if you have no idea, just type it in Google.
Yeah, you'll learn everything we're talking about.
I must say, Danielle Fisher is real good looking.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Danielle Fisher was not very good looking when she was on the show.
She's definitely grown up, though.
Yeah, for sure.
She's just great.
And then their daughter, holy cow. This is like a spitting image of them. Like, it is, it's basically them.
It's like they had a kid.
Morphed into their kid.
It looks like they had a kid together.
It's nuts. So yeah, I'm pretty excited. I don't know when it's going to be out. It's not going to be out soon enough, I feel.
No, yeah, if it came out tomorrow, it would be too long.
Yeah, I probably would go see the midnight premiere. I'm not sure there will be such a thing.
No.
But that's how excited I am.
Have they said what channel it's going to be on?
My guess is probably ABC, maybe Disney.
I hope not Disney, because then it would just be corny and annoying.
Oh, you're right. Like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, or what's that other one? The one where they're wizards or something?
Wizards.
I can't remember what the show is called.
I don't know, man.
But it's bad.
Oh, Adina wants us to tell everybody it's going to be on Disney.
It's going to be on Disney?
I'm throwing my phone everywhere, man.
That's a little heartbreaking, but...
I mean, now they're just... I don't know. They're going to be weird. Whatever. So yeah, I mean, we don't have much else to talk about, I feel. So we could break to our last song if you want.
We could do another song.
All right, this is the last song. It's by All American Rejects. It ends tonight. Have a great night, guys.
Good night.
Make sure you go to the sporting events we have upcoming tomorrow. It's Wednesday and Saturday. Go Cougars.
I can't.